Yes, well, this is the Battle of the Fens to Northern text alert, and the local committee have been working there this last few months to try and get as many people signed up. So tomorrow night we'll have the launch, and in attendance will be Superintendent Michael Finnan, Sergeant Paul Wallace, he's a crime prevention officer, and also there will be Vanessa Clark from Muncher Natira. That's a national text alert group that coordinates all the text alerts all over Ireland. So we're hoping to get as many people to come along and ask questions about policing in general, but also maybe to hear about, you know, how people can make their own homes safer and things like that. So as I say, the Gardaí will be there to take questions and all. So really what this text alert is about is trying to make the area safer and to help Gardaí prevent crime and leave no hiding places for these criminals to go around and survey out areas unknown to the guards. So the fact that you have many houses and people out in the community keeping an eye on their neighbours and looking out for cars that are not normally there, or vehicles, or people calling for the houses with various spurious stories about trying to sell things. So the more people you have that are questioning it, and then, as I say, when they ring the Garda free phone number in Letterkenny, if the Garda are suspicious, they will send a text out to everybody that signed up to text alert.
And as you say, the more people who are signed up to this scheme, the more successful it will effectively be.
Absolutely. Most areas in Donegal now are covered by text alerts, and in the more recent years there, we have had the Lifford, Castlefin, Kellygarden area covered, Dunkeen, Conway. So right round East Donegal and most of the rest of Donegal were covered. So what we don't want is pockets and areas within the county where criminals can roam freely. Nothing will replace have an actual Gardaí on the ground. But what we're trying to do here is to try and assist the Gardaí to track down these criminals a lot sooner, and perhaps before they actually hurt somebody or traumatise somebody in their homes. Because what you hear from people after their homes have been broken into, they never feel safe again in their own homes. And that's something we have to try and stop here in this end of Donegal.